All right, welcome to our third episode of Underground Classroom. It's a new year, it's 2017. What is your New Year's resolution?
Stay underground.
Underground classroom.
Welcome to Underground Classroom. Thank you for joining us.
And your resolution is that you want to change something that you used to do. So if you used to do something bad, then you can change it.
People should save the earth for the 2017.
Okay, but what about you? Like, what's one thing you want to work on for 2017?
I want to work on for more people to become friends and everything.
So you're all about like making the world better and everyone else should be. What else do you think the rest of the world could do?
Well, the rest of the world can also stop fighting and they can help the earth. For example, there's a big trash in the Pacific Ocean. So people should try to clean it during the 2017.
I agree. And that trash is like almost the size of California, isn't it?
Yeah.
New Year's resolution is being more organized.
What's wrong? What's wrong right now?
Because I can't find anything. Like when I want to get a scissor, I have to search all over the place. When I want to find a library book to give back to the library, I have to search for it.
Now, is this at home or at school?
At home, mostly.
You stopped for a while. Is it kind of like everywhere, or are you just a very disorganized person?
At home, I'm a very disorganized person. What,
has there ever been something you lost and you just have never found it again?
Yeah.
What?
My diary key.
Your diary key. So your diary is still locked?
Yeah.
So no one can ever read it?
Yeah.
Because of how disorganized you are?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to become better organized in 2017?
Maybe I'll like clean out my closets. And every once in a while I'll clean the dining table, but that's usually once in a month.
Once a month you clean the dining table? So yeah. Imagine your house, your dining room table is just cluttered with lots and lots of things. Is it all your things or just your family's things?
Like mail mostly. Mail, my homework, some papers from my homework.
And like, you have more than one closet?
Yep.
Oh. And they're both an atrocious mess?
Yes.
Well, I wish you luck.
I want to stop saying sorry if I didn't really do it at all.
So you just tell people you're sorry even when you don't do something wrong?
Yeah.
Do you know why you do that?
I don't really know why, but I just think it's not great for me.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to say you're sorry. But yeah, it's weird to say you're sorry all the time, especially when you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. What are you going to do to try to stop saying sorry all the time?
I'm just going to try to say the word not sorry if I didn't do it, or I just don't want to get into the problem, what they were doing.
Can you give us an example? When's the last time you said sorry to somebody when you didn't actually do anything wrong?
Once I said sorry to a friend, her name was Ashna, and someone else hit her, as her older brother. And he's asking me to say sorry, so I just said sorry.
So, some girl's older brother hit her, and then you said sorry for him, for hitting her?
Not to. I'm telling to my friend.
Yeah.
Because he hit her.
But you said sorry for him.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Nothing happened. The next time my friend did it, I feel like it's not a great idea, but I still did it, so I think I want to change it.
What can you do instead? If your friend hits your friend again, what could you do instead of you saying sorry?
I could say that I saw your friend hit you. So what should I do to help you out?
To stop in 2017, that's my New Year resolution, is to stop eating junk.
What do you mean by junk?
Junk food, like candy, Starbucks.
Do you have the hiccups right now?
Yeah.
So, do you eat this junk food every day?
Well, almost, because my brother asks for it, like, whenever, and then when I hear him, I become jealous.
So your brother eats candy every day and you get jealous of him?
Yeah.
And your brother's three, right? We learned about the last episode. Now, what are you going to do instead of eating junk food?
I'm going to say, little brother, junk food is not healthy for your body, so you don't eat it every day.
So if you tell your brother to not eat junk food, that's going to help you not eat junk food?
Yeah, because I really get jealous when he gets things.
So if he eats apples, you're going to just start eating apples?
Well, I love apples.
So that's a good start. What do you think would happen if you eat too much junk food?
I would, like, get sick, and I don't want to get sick.
What would you rather do?
I would rather eat apples and bananas. I'm a minion.
You're what?
I'm a minion.
You're a minion?
Yes, that's how much I love bananas.
My New Year's resolution is to stop, like, shoving stuff in my desk.
Like at school?
At home.
At home, you shove things in your desk?
Some things.
Like what?
Like papers and toys.
So papers and toys? So if I went home and looked at your desk, everything would be jammed in. What's the problem with that?
I'd never get to, like, put anything important in there.
That's true. Well, how are you going to change this next year?
I'm going to start being more organized in my desk.
What could you get? Is there anything you could buy maybe to help you? Not sure.
Your resolution is to stop thinking about actors and be more sensitive in learning things.
So let's focus on the actors first. You think of actors too much?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite actor?
It's a Bollywood person.
A Bollywood person? Can you tell me?
Anil Kapoor.
And is it a man or a woman?
Man.
And what's so cool about him?
I don't know. I like his style.
His style? Like the way he dresses or the way he talks?
The way he talks.
Can you tell us something that he does?
Like, he walks, like, weird.
You like the way he walks?
Yeah.
So in 2017, you want to stop thinking about him?
Yeah.
Why is it bad that you think about him?
It, like, distracts me in all the schoolwork and things.
So while you're at school, you're thinking about a Bollywood actor?
Yeah.
So your teacher's teaching you math and you're just thinking about how cool this guy is?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your second one?
Like, how he walks? No, wait, I forgot.
Okay.
One thing that I want to change in my life is that I don't want to go to too many classes.
What do you mean? Like classes after school?
Yeah.
Your parents make you go to classes?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what classes you go to?
I go to swimming, and then eye level, and then I have a tutor coming, and now school.
Okay, so it sounds like three classes.
Yeah.
Extra. What is eye level?
It's like a place where you go to, like, learn new things, and, like, so that you can like, learn a lot of stuff.
So your parents make you go to all three of these things?
Yes.
Do you like any of them?
I like swimming, and that's all.
So the other two are no-nos? You do not want the tutor to come?
No.
And you do not want to go to eye level?
No.
Okay, so how are we going to fix this next year?
Next year, I'm going to tell my parents, can I at least cancel one class?
Kind of compromise? Be like, you know what? I go to three. Can I at least go down to two? That might help. Are you doing well in school?
Yes.
Well, you can use that as kind of like, let's see how good I did in school, right? I don't know. Well, I wish you luck.
Junk food, because I don't want to get sick, and if you eat too much and don't exercise, you can get really sick. And
what kind of junk food do you?
Like, I usually have, like, cookies, and if mommy has it, then it's usually ice cream.
Wait, so if your mom has ice cream, you usually get ice cream too? And is this something you're having every day or just once in a while?
if I have a good dinner, then my parents let me.
What's a good dinner mean?
Like, if they say that I had a lot of dinner, then they say it's okay.
Oh, so you just like ate a lot of whatever they cooked?
Yeah.
What do they cook usually then?
They usually cook broccoli, and my dad always makes a lot of meat.
No, do you like both of those things?
Yeah.
What's like your least favorite meal?
Chicken and broccoli.
So nights that you get chicken and broccoli, you don't eat a lot?
Yeah.
Right, so what are you going to do in 2017 that you never did before?
Start like having healthier things for dessert.
Like what? Do you have choices?
Like apples, oranges.
Do you like those foods too?
Yeah.
Great.
Change in my life is not to play so much and run around and keep doing and keep having to practice cartwheels.
Wait, that's a lot of things. Why do you not want to play so much?
Because I have so much to do, and then on top of that, I have a lot of playtime. So then it's a lot of things to combine, and then I have to do all of them. It gets hard.
So since you play so much, you then wind up with less time to do the things that you actually have to do.
Yes.
What's like one thing you have to do?
My homework.
So when you get home, do you play first or do your homework?
I try and do my homework, but then my friends come to my house and they have nothing to do, so I have to play with them.
Your friends come over, they just randomly show up?
They just randomly show up.
You don't even know they're gonna come?
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I was gonna do my homework, but now I gotta play with you?
Yeah.
So that's your big dilemma?
Yes.
So how are you gonna change that next year?
Next year, I will quickly do my homework instead of having to take a lot of time to.
But if you do it quickly, you might get it wrong.
Then my mom would check it, and then I would go back and then fix it.
Fair enough.
My New Year's resolution is not watching TV.
So, you're gonna not watch TV for an entire year?
Yeah. I want to keep being independent because I feel like my mom and dad are getting struggled, so I feel I want to be independent still.
What do you mean they're struggled?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean like they're stressed?
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that's unusual happen.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So because of what's happening in your family, you want to help out more, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
And what can you do this year to do that?
I can do some things. Like, my mom asked me to do things, I said, I'll do sometimes, but actually right now I want to do more all the time.
So your mom used to tell you things and you would do them sometimes, and this year you're going to be like, I'm going to do them every time?
Yeah.
I think your mom would be really happy to hear that. Can you give us an example? Like, what's one thing that she asks you to do?
Sometimes I just wash my clothes, sometimes my mom did, so I'm going to say I can wash my clothes every time.
And you know how to do it already? She taught you?
Yeah.
That's great. Why it's so dark?
Because I press so hard when I be so mad.
When you do what?
I press so hard when I be so mad.
You're mad when you're writing?
Sometimes.
Why?
Because I don't say, like, I didn't want to do those homeworks, like.
So you're doing homework and you're mad about it?
Yeah.
And then you write really hard?
Sometimes I'm mad.
What kind of homework gets you mad?
Like my GEA homework.
GEA homework?
GEI.
What's that?
It's kind of like Kumon class.
So it's not the homework I give you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get mad at the homework I give you?
Yeah.
You do?
What I want to change is, like, I get money, like all the toys are free. That's what I want.
Wait, you want, your New Year's resolution is that every toy, like, in the world or just for you?
For me.
Every toy for you is free. So yeah. You have no problems.
Yeah.
So you want it always to go your way. Okay, well, how is that going to ever happen?
I don't know.
You haven't figured that out yet. All right.
My New Year's resolution is to go to sleep earlier than later.
Why?
because then I won't be tired the next day.
Are you tired usually, like every day?
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed?
Like 9 something.
9 something? What do you do right before you go to bed?
I watch something on my computer or TV.
What's your favorite thing to watch right before bed?
Smelly Belly TV.
Smelly Belly TV? Is that like cartoons? I've never seen that.
No.
What is it?
It's a YouTube channel. They're vloggers.
Now, does that help you fall asleep or does that get you more excited again?
That helps me fall asleep sometimes, so I put on a timer.
Okay, so what are you going to do in 2017 so that you go to bed earlier?
I'll put a faster timer, so then after it goes dead, then I'll go to sleep. My resolution is to be nicer to my mom and my brother.
You're not nice to your mom?
Sometimes.
What do you do that's not nice?
Like, I don't always listen to her, like cleaning my room.
So you hear her, but you don't listen to her, or you just don't hear her?
Well, I hear her, but I'm not in the mood to, like...
Wait, you're not in the mood? No. Go ahead, explain that again.
Like, I'm not in the mood to, like, clean my room because I want to play.
So your mom says clean the room, and in your brain you're like, no way, I'm not in the mood. And then you don't do it? Yeah. And then what happens?
I do it, like, at the end of the night, and she says, like, I told you before to do it.
So you still do it. You just like to do it on your own time. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
So in this year, you're going to try to do it more when mom says so?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get to your brother. How old's your brother?
10.
So he's older than you. And you're not nice to him?
He's usually not fully nice to me.
Who starts it?
I don't know.
You don't know? It just kind of goes back and forth?
Yeah.
Can you give us an example of what you did that you don't think was nice?
Like, we say mean stuff to each other sometimes.
Oh my god, I don't even want to hear what that is, right? So what are you going to do in 2017 with him?
I'm going to try and be nicer.
Okay, but what happens if he starts and what happens if he says mean things to you?
Then I'll tell him to stop.
And then what? If that doesn't work?
I'll tell my mom.
And you hope she's in the mood to hear you, right?
Yeah, she's usually like, I don't want to hear any more complaints.
Oh, no. So sometimes she's not in the mood?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you have to do? Just solve it on your own?
Yeah.
And do you actually solve it on your own with your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it just keep going?
Stop eating junk food because I have too much sugar in my body.
What kind of junk food do you like?
Popcorn.
Popcorn? That's not so bad. Is it like popcorn from a bag or you make it yourself?
Popcorn from a bag.
Yeah, maybe that's not so bad. So why do you think it's not good to have popcorn?
Because I always eat like almost every day.
You eat popcorn every single day? Like for a meal
almost.
Or just for a snack?
Just for a snack.
And what are you going to do in the new year to stop eating so much popcorn?
I'm going to eat healthy foods.
Yeah, but like what? Do you have an idea?
Like apples.
My solution is to give more things to poor people because I feel bad for them having nothing.
Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, just once.
Just once? What did you do? Can you tell us?
Me and my friend Manasvi, we both went somewhere and we went to the store first and we got food and then we went to this place, I forgot what it's called, and we gave...
Was it a shelter?
No.
No, okay.
And we gave it, and we gave people, and this man named Charlie, he was telling us a little bit about the poor people, and we gave food to them, and me and my Manasvi, we had these season free Shopkins bags that we were gonna give them, but we've accidentally forgot to give them.
Wait, you were gonna give people who are poor Shopkins?
We were giving them food, but we also wanted to give them a season 3 Shopkins bag.
New Year's resolution is to help my sister say more words.
What do you mean, say more words?
So She's a baby, so she has to learn to talk.
So she's like a little baby that doesn't even have any words yet?
Yeah. Does she only teach a few.
Goal is to draw better and read books with really long, with a lot of pages.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Let's take one at a time. Are you a terrible drawer?
Well, I'm not a terrible drawer, but I'm also not like a 100% pro drawer.
Like when I try to draw like myself, it looks like a frog. Like, that's how bad I am. So like, what are you good at drawing?
Maybe I'm good at drawing flowers, birds.
And what do you want to start learning how to draw?
Like maybe peacocks.
Peacock, oh, that'd be pretty fancy. How are you gonna do this?
I don't know, maybe I'll try to take some art classes.
That'd be good. Okay, so we'll get to the books. So you wanna read books with, did you say lots of pages?
Yeah,
okay,
like so. I already read books with like, I don't know, 234 pages.
You read books with 234 pages right now?
Yep.
And you wanna increase it too?
It may take me like a few days to read that.
Yeah,
like
that would take me a few days too. Now you wanna get to how big of a book, how many pages?
435.
What book has 435 pages?
I don't know. I need to look that up.
You're gonna read the dictionary? Have you read like big books like Harry Potter and things like that? No. What's the
That's
best?
My goal on like
the goal is just to keep like reading bigger books.
Yeah.
Because they're good books, or just because you would just want to be like, man, I just read a 435 page book?
Because they're good, well, for both reasons.
Okay, you kind of want to show off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to just look at your friends and go like, check this out.
I read that whole book.
Yeah, and look how thick it is. So if you eat too many chocolate bars, you're afraid you're gonna get fat. And the problem with getting fat is you now need to get bigger clothes.
Yeah, and spend more money.
So you just don't wanna get fat because you don't wanna spend any more money.
It is to sing very good because I take singing class and I can't say a word called pa very good. So I need to practice on that.
Is pa a different language?
Yeah, it's an Indian language.
What does it mean?
I don't know. It's like in Hindi. I don't know Hindi.
So you're speaking a language you don't know?
Yeah.
And you have to sing it on top of that? My goodness, can we hear what it sounds like?
Sa ri ga ma pa da ni.
Change that, like when spring or summer comes, I want to stop picking flowers because.
So, in spring and summer, you love picking flowers?
Yeah.
So, why do you want to stop that?
Because then there are going to be less flowers and the scene won't look pretty.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to all the students who let me interview them. I hope the new year treats you all well.